Yeah, it's always fun to sit down with local authors and talk about their works. So we get to do that again this afternoon with Tim Simpson joining us today. He's written over 20 books. We're going to start with some of the most recent work, but also over 20. That's a lot of works you've put together. What do you draw the inspiration from to put the pen to paper?
Well, most of it comes from old literature like Edgar Allan Poe, Sherlock Holmes, Arthur Conan Doyle. I love old literature. I can't really get into a lot of new fiction. I love nonfiction.
Okay.
But I read a lot of the classics from the time I was a kid. I was reading them.
Now, the most recent work that you have here, we're going to take a look at. Tell us about this and what it is and where folks can pick up a copy of it.
This is actually a graphic novel that I have written and drawn for, it's based on a novel that I had written about a Jack Manson character that I had created when I was a kid.
Oh, wow.
And so, as I got older, I mean, the internet and everything advanced, so I was able to publish books easier, but I've had all these stories in mind when I was a child, and I would act them out and things like that.
So carried them with you, and now you're able to bring them out as well. So.
Right.
Now, you have some artwork on display in Johnson City right now. Talk a little bit about that and how folks can come out and see that, and is your work there as well?
Yeah, all of my books and my artwork and everything is displayed at the local company in downtown Johnson City.
Mm-hmm.
But the Boone store on Highway 75 is one of my biggest supporters. They have all of my artwork, all of my books. I've got books on audio, on Audible, on CDs.
Okay.
And all that can be bought off Amazon, audible.com.
Now, we talked about the most recent work here in the art, but your work, you know, with over 20 books, talk about some of the other works that you have and some collections and things that are out there as well.
Well, I write everything from nonfiction to science fiction. My first book was an autobiography.
Okay.
About I was a preacher for 5 years in Michigan, and so I wrote a lot about my experiences there and different things and my childhood growing up in Johnson City. And so I wrote a lot about that and some of the homeless ministries I've done in Johnson City and different things.
Why write? What is it that draws you to that art and sticking with it so much?
I can't do much else. I wanted to be a comedian, but I was never funny. So I thought, well, I'll sit down and write. So I wrote, like I said, some of my early works. My dad had brought a real old typewriter home one time. I can remember as a kid, and I'd punch away little stories about Jack Manson and different things like that. And so I'd work on that, and then as I got older, I would start writing them in notebooks. And then with the advancement of technology and the internet and computers, I was able to type it all out, right, and save it and instantly publish stuff.
Well, if you'd like to pick up any of his work, there's several options out there. Of course, also stop by there in Johnson City and check out the artwork. Tim, thanks for coming and talking with us.
Thank you very much for having me on.
A lot of interesting works there, a wide range of topics as well.